Mitch hasn't even really gotten the big thing. I mean, he paid for the cheap stuff, not the expensive stuff.
We don't need to mention that.
Kidding. We're not recording yet, are we? I just want to make sure.
No, we're already recording. Probably. Yeah, absolutely.
We record everything. Oh, no.
We record all the BS. It's going to be in the cut reel at the end of Mobile Beat.
I think I'm going to use that as the opener. We record all the BS.
That was nice and easy.
What are you talking about? This also speaks to a much bigger issue.
Providing personal solutions through understanding people. This is the Creating Connections Podcast with Gittimer Certified Advisor Mitch Taylor and Certified Personality Trainer Vicky Musney.
Gittimer Certified Advisor Mitch Taylor.
And Certified Personality Trainer Vicky Musney.
And
with our special guest today. Go ahead, introduce yourself.
Oh, I thought you were going to introduce for me. Oh my gosh, Jason Spencer, Spencer Weddings and Entertainment and Profit Advisor.
Yes, it's so cool to have Jason on our 50th episode of the Creating Connections podcast. We have a guest, and so awesome to have Jason along. And if you haven't watched our podcast before, this is all about creating connections. Doesn't matter if it's with your own business, your clients, your colleagues, your staff, your community. Vicky and I, the podcast is all about how can you create better connections. So today we are speaking with a Profit First advisor, and that is Jason Spencer.
Hello.
Just to back up though a little bit, I feel like we should at least talk about how we connected with Jason before we get into the Profit First stuff.
Man. So all right, I'll give a quick share. Jason and I connected back through Mark Farrell's Disc Jockey America. I'm pretty sure that's where we first connected. Yes?
I don't want to make you a liar on air, so we'll go with that. It's not the truth, but let's go with that one.
It's not the truth?
You might be a few years too early, actually, from when we first met.
I thought you were on DJA with me, no?
Surprisingly, I was not.
Oh,
let's
wow.
Hear from Jason's perspective, then.
Yeah, so please educate me now.
But I love that you have that connection where it feels like you've known each other forever.
Yeah.
It does feel like forever. I'm not going to lie on that. I think where I missed that boat, though, was I used to work for another DJ company for 13 years. And I mean, it's a great company, but we were a little in our own world. So we didn't see all the other DJs that were out there. Just, I mean, that's how DJ companies are sometimes. And it probably was my first Mobile Beat show that I went to that I met Mitch. It was the year that Peter Mary released his book. So.
That was 2007.
Yes. Yes. So I was probably the first time I met you, and you probably brushed me off because I was not that big of an impression the first year. I was so lost in my world. I was like deer in headlights at that show. I'm timid little Jason, and I don't know what's going on.
You know, it's funny you said that because I actually noticed on Facebook just the other day, it came up with 7 years ago that we met.
See, there you go.
February of 2009.
That would scream Mobile Beat connection.
Definitely. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Now, Vicky, on the other hand.
We met in Sacramento.
Yes, we met in Sacramento, where I live now, but I did not at the time. I was actually back in the San Francisco Bay Area. But going back to Mobile Beat, I was on one of their summer tours, and Vicky came down from Reno, and she was here in Sacramento. And afterwards, she went out to dinner with us, and we closed down Applebee's afterwards.
We did.
And that was the beginning of that relationship.
Yeah.
Cool. Cool.
So you mentioned that you started in the Bay Area and then you moved back to Sacramento, or did you start in Sacramento, then move to the Bay Area, then move?
I have only lived in Sacramento for, it'll be 2 years coming up now, actually. So Bay Area, I lived in San Francisco area for 20 years.
Okay, cool.
And before that, I grew up in Atlanta, but yeah, I started my DJ business. Well, I started my career as a DJ in San Jose, and then 13 years later went on my own, and now another 7-8 years after that
So you're still running your entertainment business in Sacramento?
Absolutely.
Okay. And then in addition to that, you do Profit First advisor, is that your official title?
There's so many I could throw out. No, technically, yes.
You wanted to use.
Well, Mitch said Profit First Advisor, and I can roll with that too. Profit Advisor is the term that I would use.
Profit Advisor, okay.
As a Profit Advisor, I am a certified Profit First professional, and I'm sure we're going to dive way deep into what that really is here in a couple minutes, so I'm not going to get too much into that.
Go for it. Just tell us first how you got to
Yes. How did you connect with, because I've admired Mike Michalowicz now for years, Toilet Paper Entrepreneur, his first book, and then Pumpkin Plan, his second book.
Are we going to get a visual aid?
Yeah. Here, we want a visual on that. Hang on.
Profit First.
So there are the books right there. Yeah. Just look at the books. So yes. Go ahead, Mitch. You were doing a great.
And I was at a conference. I was at a conference that Mike spoke at a couple of years back and got, you know, his autograph on my books. And I think I was the only person that actually had all of his books, which was ironic. And we talked about Jason a little bit. And so I want to know, how did you get connected with Mike Michalowicz?
Before I jump into that, I want to say I'm a little upset you had all the books at that conference because I gave one to Vicky to give to you because she was going to see you that next weekend.
I know, but that worked out in my favor because I gave
neither one of you said anything about it. And I'm talking with you and all of a sudden I hear, yeah, Mitch already had the book. Like, 2 weeks later, I hear Mitch already had the book. Just tell me you could have been nice and told me he had the book.
No, it was great. A free book, you know.
Everybody wants a free book.
Yeah,
everybody.
Amen.
But it's a great book, and all of Mike's books are great. And one of the reasons I love Mike's book, and this goes back to how I met with Mike, is that they're such an easy read for being a quote-unquote entrepreneurial book, a self-help book, a business book, however you want it, whatever category you want to put that in, they're such an easy read because it's such a natural language and a natural way of relating to. Well,
and I love the audio versions too, because I feel like he's just sitting there. I remember one of them, I think it was Toilet Paper Entrepreneur, I was listening to it at the gym, and I just felt like we were working out together, like he's on the treadmill next to me and just telling me the story.
Well, see, I love the audio versions because my name is in them and he expresses my name very well. And I think all three audiobooks, but definitely Pumpkin Plan and Profit First. Nice. My name is clearly labeled in those. And so I love that part. Cause every time somebody that I know is listening to it, they'll send me an email and go, did that author just say your name?
Say your name? Yes.
Is that you? That's always one of my favorite things to get out of the audiobooks. But I started following Mike. I mean, it feels like yesterday, but I know it's been years and years now because he's got three books out. But when he was on the cusp of launching Pumpkin Plan, so it was about 6 to 9 months before that, I started following his Toilet Paper Entrepreneur blog. And as Pumpkin Plan came out, he sent out to all of his followers, he said, hey, I got this book coming out. I need a couple of people to help promote it. You're going to get an early copy of it. Do you want to join? I was like, sure. I'm still growing my business. This is a business book. I might as well see what's going on. So I got the book. It was 3 months before it was supposed to launch. It was May or June that I got the book. Book was launching in July. And I read through it. Took me, I don't know, maybe 2 days. And you know I'm agreeing that's like success upon success for me.
That's
only 200 pages, but I got through it in 2 days. But I got through it because it was so sticky. I mean, it was so easy to just sit there and you wanted to read the next page every time. It's like, I don't want to put this down. I know I got to go do this, but I don't want to put it down. Mm-hmm. And later that year, he did a session in San Francisco. And again, he sent out to all of his followers, said, hey, if you're in San Francisco, do you want to come up? I went up there. First time I met him in person. And we just connected from there on out. I've been in private groups with him, private chats, private calls, and it built. And when Profit First came out, I was already a raging fan, so it was real easy to get me on board for that. Mm-hmm. And we went through a training session with that. And shortly thereafter, Profit First Professionals came into the picture. He said, we really want you to be a part of this. We know you're not a bookkeeper. We know you're not an accountant, but we need coaches as well. Do you want to join with us? And so I went through a little deeper training with that, and here I am today.
And maybe that's part of why when you talk about Profit First, because I've heard your seminar a couple of times. Mm-hmm. It makes sense to me. And I think it's because you're a coach and not a bookkeeper guy. Because some bookkeepers, when I hear them talking about numbers, I tune them out and I just can't, can't talk. But when you do it, I hear the stories and it makes sense.
I want to go back to something that Mitch has actually presented on. Actually, Mitch has heard me present this, and I don't know that it was from me that Mitch picked this up, but we talk about emotions and logic and how those buying decisions are made. It's the same with your money. And the truth is that so much of money has really nothing to do with money. It's our attitude towards money. It's
our behavior.
It's our behavior, exactly. And that's what Profit First touches on, is the behavioral aspect of it. we need to learn to separate our emotions from managing. quit plugging your finance. We have to separate that.
That was my mugshot.
Viewpoint, I know.
Oh, my.
Had to get that in there somewhere.
I'm done. No more.
No, you're causing the green distress.
See?
No, but you're absolutely right. That's what money
does. It stresses people out.
You're absolutely right, Jason. To me, it's the behavior thing. And I went looking for something. And my wife and I have, you know, so avidly followed Dave Ramsey as of late. And last 3-4 years now. And I couldn't find a way to bring that into my business. It just wasn't making sense to me. And so when I first read Profit First a couple of Julys ago, when it very first came out, I was like, oh my gosh, this makes total sense.
Right.
And just that basic formula that's on the mug, if you can't see it, sales minus profit equals expenses.
It's not a secret. It's out now.
It's just flip. Well, it's just, that's the real basics of it. There's so much more to it.
Yeah.
That Jason coaches you through. And I hired Jason as a Profit First coach for Tailored Weddings, my wedding company, and we're already seeing results. And it's so cool to be able to sit here and watch that progression.
Absolutely. And it is a behavioral thing. It is an emotional thing. We are so tied to our money that, you know, taxes, for instance, we're coming up on April here, and people freak out about taxes. I've already seen it. You follow the Facebook feeds. You see somebody go, oh my gosh, government, what are you doing? You're taking my money. Oh my gosh, where's all my money going? I don't have this money for that. $10,000 tax bill. Oh my gosh, what am I going to do? The truth is, Profit First prepares you for that. And it avoids what we call loss aversion. And it's a very familiar phenomenon. It's basically you have something and all of a sudden it's gone and you feel this emptiness and you start to stress out and you moan and whine over it. With Profit First, we have that, and we'll relate it to Dave Ramsey. We have that tax envelope that Ramsey would tell you to set up, only we're doing it for your business. So that pinch isn't there because the money's hidden away. It's there, but it's hidden away. So when you go to pay the taxes, you're not taking it from your existing everyday working banking account.
You mean I can't just have one checking account and I still have checks left? I mean, I still have money.
Don't make fun of me.
Is there anything you want to use that money for? I'm just curious. Is there anything that comes to mind you'd like to spend that?
Yeah, Vicky wants to spend it on heels.
On heels.
It's still boot season here, not like regular.
Just heels? I don't know. Which is more, heels or wine? Which one?
Better in boots. Better in boots.
No, I'm not a wine person. I'm a whiskey girl.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. So it's my wife. So you two should probably not get together. That'll be a deal.
Bad idea.
Very bad idea.
So tell us about what you do with Profit First. I don't want to keep speaking on my own here, Jason. Tell us about how you take someone through a Profit First approach.
Tell us more about just what tools are offered, what services are available,
what
are the options, and then who do you serve? Who can you help?
So I'll start with that question first. Who do I serve? Who can I help? So one of the really cool things about Profit First professionals is we're about 150 strong right now. We are not going to grow much beyond 500. At most, I think we'll be 1,000 worldwide. And initially, our vision going into it was we would have one in every city. But of course, technology, just like here, we're in 3 different cities right now, very easy to communicate online. So we're just fine-tuning it to this is how large our organization will be. Cool. We don't want to be H&R Block. We don't want to be Jackson Hewitt. We don't want to be the big, you know, incumbent financial advisor groups. That's just not who we are. But that also allows us to have individual niche focuses. So my niche focus is the wedding and the event professional industry. That's who I dial into and I work with every day. If you own a 7-Eleven Quickie Mart down the street, don't come to me because I'm going to send you to another Profit First professional. I won't know how to run that business. But I do know the ins and the outs, particularly of event businesses, partly because I've been in there for 20 years now. I've seen the pitfalls of DJ businesses. I have obviously networked with a number of other businesses who have brought me in before I even was a Profit First professional and shared their struggles with me. And that was where my real interest in this came from, was the struggles. I was there. Mitch I don't want to tell too much, but obviously there were some spots where you had a little bit of tweaking we needed to do on the numbers.
Absolutely.
Maximize your money potential. Well, and that's the goal behind it, is maximizing not just profit, but maximizing the efficiency and the effectiveness of how you do business.
Yes. As a business owner, you want to get the most out of every single dollar that you have coming in. You want to maximize your team. You want to maximize your revenues. You want to maximize your advertising. And Jason can take a firsthand look at what you have for your dollars, your budgets, and say, you know what? You're probably spending a little more here than you need to. And you can take this and you can move it here, and it's going to benefit you more this way.
Absolutely.
Cool. Awesome. Where do I sign up? Press
Where
here.
Do you sign up? Where do you sign up? You come to me. You can find me in a number of places. Facebook is an easy one. If you want to actually hit up my particular page, you can go to Facebook/SpencerSpeak, SPEAK. You can also go to Twitter, SpencerSpeak. You can always email me, jason@spencerspencer.com. Two Spencers, it's so nice you say it twice. And of course, I'll be at Mobile Beat. Anybody can find me all week long at Mobile Beat. If you're going to be
this
there.
This will be the slimmed down version of Jason Spencer.
Yes, and I've not touted that too much online, so don't give it away.
I think
he knows it's
it
part right of my presentation. I know, isn't it?
It's getting a preview.
Yeah, Vicky's been lucky enough the entire time she sees my presentation, no matter what, it's new because there is a number in there that is my weight loss. So it changes every single time she sees
that. That is true.
That number grows right. And grows and grows as awesome. To how much weight I've lost. And there's a comparison to how much money goes into your profit account actually with that too. So as you're trying to grow your profits, my weight loss is going down. There's this line that I can put on a chart now because I've been losing the weight over the last year. And that line of weight loss goes down like this, just like your profits would go up in the same percentage. It's really interesting. Wow. That'll probably be the slide that I share in another 6 to 12 months when I'm actually at my goal weight.
Sweet. Nice.
Awesome.
That's thank you for noticing that. It is. I'm like any girl. I love it all. You know, just you, anything you say to make me feel good.
There's the green.
Yes. Can you tell I got a few other colors in there every now and then it shows up?
Yeah. That was a very yellow comment right there, actually.
I do my best to confuse you. Yeah. And actually, so going back to that, relating to our personalities, you mentioned how easy it is for you to hear what I have to say as a coach. Coming from a green, from a little bit of a yellow and a little bit of a red, most bookkeepers and accountants are blue. I don't want to put a percentage on it, but if I had to pick some, I'd say like 5% of them are blue.
Yes, but I don't speak blue. I just don't.
And we've found that actually, it's one of the really cool things about my entertainment background is I'm able to coach some of our Profit First professionals as they're starting to give these presentations as well. I've probably given the most outside of Mike himself. I've probably given the most that are out on the road showcasing what Profit First can do.
That makes sense because there's very few people that are numbers people that are fun and entertaining. Dave Ramsey is one of those. He's the first person I said, oh my gosh, he's not boring to listen to. I can watch him on video and listen to him talk about numbers and I can track because I need the energy and I need the stories and I need that other stuff. But if you just set me down with spreadsheets, and just talk numbers the whole time.
Right. And I get that way too. And Mitch knows, unfortunately, there's a point when we're going through the assessment that, yes, we have to actually get to the nitty gritty of the spreadsheet.
Yeah, get to the numbers, yes.
But we try to make it as, we lower that bar to a point where, because when I first showed you those numbers, you looked at me like, holy F, Jason, I can't do this. You're crazy. I cannot get my expenses that low.
Yeah.
I said, don't worry about it. We're going to get there. Not tomorrow, not next week, but we will get there. Let's start by changing everything by just 1% or 2%. That's what we're going to do. If you're at 50% and we need to lower this, let's go to 48%. Let's just see if you were running your business at 50% expenses, can we do 48% without hurting you? And I'm willing to bet 1%, even 2% in any business. If I were to take that money and just put it away and you never saw it until we let you see it again, but if I just took that 1% out, of your expense account and put it somewhere, you would still run your business without flinching.
You'll make it happen.
Yes, exactly. You would make it happen. And that's another concept we talk about in the presentation called Parkinson's Law. And it's basically our ability to use every element of a resource that's available. So just like you mentioned, I can't run my business out of one checking account, Jason. Are you serious? Yes, I'm serious. Because when you have all that money in that checking account, you find a way to spend all that money in that checking account. And everybody does it. And then some, exactly. It's like, oh, you mean I need to pay taxes for that too? Okay, yeah, go ahead, take it all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's
tell us how we can find you on Facebook or through email or your website. What about, when's your next live event? You're at Mobile Beat the whole time?
I will be at Mobile Beat all week. Thursday of Mobile Beat that morning, I am the second presentation, I believe. Okay. I go on after Randy Bartlett, so it's 10 or 10:30 that I'll be on stage. We'll be going through.
I'm going to introduce you because I tried that once when I spoke right after him. He'll steal your intro time.
I'm not sure how they're doing the introduction this year. I don't remember what they did last year. I feel like they were pre-recorded last year, but maybe not. I think there were a few that were live introductions. So I haven't even thought about who's pulling me on stage. all I've thought about is the song that I'm going to come out to. So I'm still waiting on approval for that song. If it works, the energy in that room hopefully will go explosive.
I love it. A DJ speaker's priority.
You know what I love is both of you have actually introduced me to the stage before. So now I feel like maybe I should have both of you out there, and I'll let you tag team. as the Creating Connections team, Vicky and Mitch will be out there introducing me. That's what it should be.
I'm glad you clarified that.
Why did you? Okay.
Never mind.
Oh my goodness.
You might be doing. Well, stop taking pictures together and posting them all over Facebook. Nobody would believe these things.
That's so true. That is so true.
All right.
Don't open doors you shouldn't open, Mitch. Come on.
Bring it back.
I can tell stories all day long. Remember, we're all storytellers here. We're trained to do these things.
Absolutely. So I want to encourage you, if you're watching this podcast, if you are thinking about, you know what, and you've probably heard me say this before, there are six facets in any business. It's sales, marketing, planning, production, performance, operations. If you want to really dial in, Jason adds that seventh element, that financial projection, if you will, the fourth P, projecting out your profits and what to do with that money, then I would encourage you to really dive in and get to know Jason Spencer. He's going to help you as a certified profit first professional, allow you to grow your business, and allow you to be able to expand your horizons a little bit deeper and keep more of the money that you earn. How's that for a tag?
That was a very, very good thing. Wow.
I'm speechless.
Almost like you planned that.
Yeah.
I
didn't actually write that. It's written on the back side of that mug, actually. He's got the formula on the side that we can all see, but the back actually, no. The back side of the mug is the cheat sheet.
No, it's not. But definitely check out Jason on his website. Is Spencer, correct?
SpencerSpencer.com. There's actually a new one coming that will launch at Mobile Beat. So if you are at Mobile Beat, make sure you're in the room because that will likely be the first time I announce what it is. And the initial offering for what that will be is going to be a special to Mobile Beat.
Ooh, nice.
I like it. So
if you are in that room, you'll definitely want to hang out till the end because that's where it's kind of plugged in there.
I'll be there.
I might
plug it in at the beginning just to screw with people that show up at the end now that I said that. So that'd be the first thing I say. And if you miss it, well, you should have been there on time.
Amen, right? Reward the people that are in their seats early, ready to learn.
Absolutely.
It is in our favor that you're the second presentation of the day because...
Nobody will pay attention to Randy Bartlett anyway. Man, what does that guy know? He's retiring soon. I mean, he's over in Europe right now. He's not even here. I mean, come
there on. Is.
Exactly.
No, I love Randy, but sometimes by the last day of a show, that first morning comes really early.
It does.
I just hope people are still there on the last day of the show.
Oh, yeah, we'll be there. I'm not leaving till Friday.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
I've heard a few people leaving Thursday night, which caused them to miss some premium sessions that were going on just as the show ended, too.
So. Yeah, that was always a struggle for me, too. When do you put the workshops, the front or the back? And, you know.
Right. That's okay.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Well, and most people can't stay for everything that's offered on both ends, or we'd be there for a month. And, you know.
That's true.
This is true.
there's already some other things that are lined up on off weeks before and after. So.
Yeah.
But we'll be there. Can't wait to see you. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Fun.
Yes. Thank you for joining us, Jason. This is Gittimer Certified Advisor, Mitch Taylor.
Certified Personality Trainer, Vicki Musney.
And our Profit
First Professional, Jason Spencer.
There we go.
We'll see you next time.
Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Creating Connections podcast with Gittimer Certified Advisor Mitch Taylor and Certified Personality Trainer Vicki Musney. For more information on providing personal solutions through understanding people better, visit creatingconnections.biz.
But yes, I know Mitch is always recording, so you never know. And anything you say can and will be used against you someday.
Absolutely.